The conversation ended day one of a three-day training for people across the country looking to become community leaders on the issue. Nikki Lucky lives in Athens but traveled to Atlanta for the service. She says she's glad an historic church hosted the meeting.
I think it shows a really important shift in the environmental movement and understanding that racial justice and economic justice are part of fighting climate change.
Senior pastor of the church, Raphael Warnock, says people must continue to use Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings even for an issue like this.
We come to Ebenezer tonight to say that those who are concerned about civil rights and human rights have to be concerned about the environment so that we can have environmental justice.
The conversation ended with a call to action, asking attendees to stand with the voiceless in the fight against climate change. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.